wonderful time of the year. Until you get caught in the hustle and bustle. Fortunately, no one makes it easier to find unforgettable gifts than Helzberg Diamonds. And right now, we'll also give you the new Xbox One S Minecraft Bundle with your purchase of $999 or more. A $299 value, yours while supplies last. It's the season of giving, so give yourself a break at Helzberg Diamonds. Here's to love.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steve Lennox. Quarterback Andrew Luck ruled out for the Colts' Thanksgiving Day matchup against Pittsburgh. Luck has not practiced this week after suffering a concussion last Sunday against Tennessee. Scott Tolzien is expected to start for Indianapolis. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski practiced Wednesday, but source tells ESPN that Gronkowski not expected to play Sunday against the Jets. Tom Brady also missed practice today because of a knee injury. Robert Griffin III returning for the Browns today. Browns designated Griffin to return from injured reserve. Team has 3 weeks to make a decision on activating Griffin.
So I feel like I've done everything that I can up to this point. Now getting back on the practice field, it's just about getting in rhythm and getting on time with the guys. So my expectation is whatever the doctors say, whatever coach says, I'm 100% on board with it.
Browns expect to start Josh McCown against the Giants. Packers running back Eddie Lacy will miss the rest of the season. Packers leading rusher had ankle surgery in October. College basketball, Maui Invitational Championship. Number 4 North Carolina and number 16 Wisconsin on ESPN2 and ESPN Radio. Coverage on ESPN Radio at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Wisconsin beat North Carolina in the last meeting between the two schools. That came in the Sweet 16 in 2015. NBA, Golden State looks to extend its win streak to 9 in a row tonight. Warriors at home against the Lakers. Lakers without D'Angelo Russell. Russell is expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks after receiving an injection in his sore left knee.
The game, the Iron Bowl, the Apple Cup all have playoff implications as rivalry week continues. Get the very latest with Brock Heward at 9:30 Eastern Thursday morning on Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Time was running out as the team came to the line.
Bradshaw, enough about your glory days.
Boss, I was telling them how Ferguson helps pro contractors stay competitive, even against the big boys. Whether it's helping them get those hard-to-find plumbing repair parts, offering the latest in power tools, or staying wide open all day long, there's plenty in Ferguson's playbook to give small contractors the edge. Plus, with so many counter locations coast to coast, Ferguson always gives them the home team advantage.
Nice, rookie. Find out how Ferguson delivers for trade contractors at Ferguson.com.
Bradshaw!
What's on drivers' Thanksgiving menus and what's not? I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Visit Tom Johnson Camping World in Concord for all your race week needs. Race into savings now and save big on over 400 units in stock. America's number one RV and outdoor retailer has something for everyone. Get race season started at your local NASCAR headquarters with travel trailers starting at only $109 per month. Don't let these savings pass you by. Meet us at Tom Johnson Camping World and save big on your dream RV.
STK number 1262508. Payments to qualified buyers with approved credit subject to lender terms. Based on statistical surveys 2015. See dealer for full offer details and disclaimers. Offers expire December 30th, 2016.
Victory Junction was young race driver Adam Petty's dream. He worked toward building a camp where children with serious medical conditions could concentrate on fun and not their illness or disease. When he died tragically, his family and friends around NASCAR made sure that dream came true. Today, Victory Junction is a camp that provides fun, life-changing experiences to children dealing with illnesses and disabilities, all at no cost to the camper. Help us serve more children by visiting victoryjunction.org.
With a little downtime finally on the agenda for NASCAR drivers after a grueling season, we asked a number of them about their Thanksgiving meal plans, specifically what side dishes they must have and which ones they'd rather not. Here's Elliot Sadler.
Well, my mom fixes some kind of congeal salad crap. I think my brother eats it. I think it's supposed to be healthy. I can't stand that. I have a great homemade recipe of some brown rice that we have to have for any kind of family dinner that we have together. And that's what we have to have for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Sadler finished second in the Xfinity Series final standings this year by just 2 points. For more on Thanksgiving, check out PodTracks in the Media Center section at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
He lists amateur tornado chaser on his resume.
Let me ask you, you got a death wish, son?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
Well, 5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Your third and final hour of local programming before we head into the Thanksgiving holiday. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp, and being led by Alex Kuhn. 319-366-1600. You're going to need that phone number coming up in 30 minutes because your chance to score you and I tickets. Upcoming home matchups, we'll give you all the details before 7 o'clock. And you've got those Week 12 fantasy football questions for our next guest who is joining us on the line. And this is Tristan Cockcroft, the Sultan of Stat, the Hall of Famer from ESPN.com. And Tristan, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And man, you want to talk about a slate of football games. Before the Andrew Luck injury news came out earlier this week, I thought we were going to have three contests that were going to be how do you say that properly, Todd? One hell of a contest three times? Three hell of a contest?
Just a great day of football. Yeah. And a little Thanksgiving turkey to boot.
Not only do I need his help when it comes to how I speak, Tristan, but also how I set my lineups, because I've been very, very awful this year when it comes to fantasy football.
It's one hell of a, two hell of a, three hell of a contest.
See, I'm glad
that's
somebody.
How we'll call it. Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Yeah,
how
I mean, go back and look to it. I mean, you got Minnesota and Detroit, which I don't know if they could even predict that they both would be in this predicament. The Lions. Because, well, the Vikings are running away with things, and then now the Vikings have come back down to earth. You've got Robert Kelly exploding against the Packers, and then now here come the Cowboys at 9-1 leading the NFC. And then that night contest where the Colts would try to climb back into the AFC South after the Texans fall on Monday Night Football, and then, well, you know, you've got the Steelers trying to run down the Ravens. So six teams, all with an opportunity to stay in the playoff picture, but injuries have struck, and that's where we're going to start today. Week 12, Andrew Luck. A lot of people not only wanting to know options to replace him this week, but what does it mean for the supporting cast around him? T.Y. Hilton owners, if you're a Dante Moncrief owner, if you are a Frank Gore guy, let us know where do we go now if you're Indianapolis with this game starting in the evening, Thursday night.
So I'll take the lighthearted approach first, and I'll say, does anyone want to play on Thanksgiving? I think everybody wants to stay home and just have some food. The injuries are killing me. I mean, the exciting game is important for every one of the teams involved. But injuries are a big question. And look, when it comes to Luck, let's get to him first. It's a downgrade for this offense. It's a big problem. And I've pointed out so often, I don't think the Steelers' defense is all that great. But when you throw Scott Tolzien in as your quarterback, a guy who's in limited exposure, not been particularly good, you have to downgrade the rest of the offense. And I think the biggest concern I have is that Dante Moncrief was just added to the injury report. I hate to see this midweek. A hamstring injury, apparently. He's going to be questionable. We're going to have to check that inactives list tomorrow on Thanksgiving. If he sits, T.Y. Hilton's going to get a lot of defensive coverage. I think his numbers will be down. He's probably a low-end wide receiver, too, at that point. A big concern. The night game, that is the night game, actually. Which is the other one? Stephon Diggs. That's the other one that really gets me. He is questionable for his game as well, and it's sounding like he's not going to play. So that's a big problem for the Vikings offense. They really can't deal with any more issues at this stage.
Do you want to have to monitor Dante Moncrief, or do you want me to?
I'm going to let you.
I'll keep my eye on it. Don't
I was going to say, as long as you follow Tristan.
If he's out, I'll make sure I have that on Twitter.
As long as you're following Sultan of Stat, there's not much work to do. He does it for you. Speaking of Twitter, Scott reached out to us about 3:30 this afternoon, and he was anxious to have one of his questions answered. At APC on KGYM, at Radio Writer, he asks, Tristan, help him with the quarterback situation. I'm going to assume this is a standard league since he didn't add any of the individual league specifics, but Philip Rivers or Andy Dalton?
In this case, I'll go with Rivers. I actually don't like either one particularly much, but Dalton without A.J. Green going up against the Ravens, the problem I have with that matchup is that wide receivers are the one position skill-wise for fantasy that do exploit that defense, and they don't have A.J. Green. I think Tyler Boyd is an interesting player, but I haven't seen enough to trust here. I think Rivers is just a safer option. By the way, I'll throw you since you actually mentioned before about possible plugins, Colin Kaepernick looking like one of the potentially better plugins for this week, possibly Carson Wentz, a little bit more of a risk-reward play, and maybe Ryan Tannehill as well against San Francisco, same game.
Get your questions in, Tristan, 319-366-1600, 3938 on the text line. Tight end question, PPR league, Rudolph or Eifert?
They're fairly close, but in a PPR league in this case, I'm going to go with Rudolph, and I don't think the PPR is really going to drive this here. What appeals to me is I think that Rudolph is going to have to get a lot of the red zone work. I think his odds of a touchdown are a little better. In Eifert's case, here's the danger of losing A.J. Green. Opposing defenses are going to know what's coming in the red zone. They're going to know to keep extra coverage on Eifert. I think that the odds are just a little lower.
1335, Crowder, Pryor, or Cobb?
I do like Crowder a lot in general. I do think this is a good opportunity for him. I do actually rank Pryor slightly higher. I will point out that I think Crowder's ceiling is a little higher, so if you need to shoot for the moon, it's close enough to make that call.
Tristan Cockcroft at 319-366-1600. Tristan, A.J. Green, he sees himself with a hamstring injury. A lot of people out there wondering, is this IR? Is this somebody you hold on to take a look moving forward? You've already brought up Tyler Boyd. Not only that, Giovanni Bernard finds out that he has torn his ACL and his season is over. Let's talk about both of these guys moving forward. Green, how long should we expect to see him out? And when you look at Jeremy Hill, how does the workload improve?
All right, well, Green first. I think this is a multi-week absence. I'd be amazed. I'd call it miraculous if it was anything less than 2 weeks, for example. I mean, that's talking this and next week. I actually think he's going to be out deep into your fantasy playoffs, and the problem with that is that when he comes back, there's questions about how quickly he'll be able to ramp up to that old usage and the target workload, number of snaps we're used to seeing from him. So I am not opposed to cutting him. There is the possibility he gives you weeks 15, 16, 17. If you play those weeks, you're in a fantasy playoff matchup. You know, keep him around if you can, but I'm not totally opposed to it. The running backs, the big concern I have here is that Jeremy Hill's usage is going to go up, but in exchange for that, his matchups are truly brutal. He has one of the worst schedules of any running back going forward, so ultimately, I don't think the fantasy production is going to be all that different. It's just going to stabilize him as your mid to low-end RB2 week in, week out.
Tristan, as a Tom Brady owner, should I be concerned this weekend that he wasn't at practice today?
No, just because I've seen this happen so many times before. I mean, Brady's the kind of guy who's been listed as questionable going into the weekend, and they kind of whisper, oh, is he going to play this week? I've seen that happen so many times, and he goes ahead and plays. I'd be a little alarmed by the matchup. The Jets are playing better defense against quarterbacks lately. I'll tell you this. I threw all that caution to the wind, and I ranked him my number one quarterback for this week. I did think about it long and hard. I had my 1-6 guys pretty close, but I'm not scared. I'm playing him.
Tristan, we have 7 and 60 seconds, a Thanksgiving edition of the Fantasy Fire Off. You ready?
Yes.
Fantasy Fire Off.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
All right, Tristan, white meat or dark meat?
Dark.
Corn or green beans?
I'll go green beans.
Pumpkin or pecan pie?
Pecan pie.
The Macy's Day Parade or anything else?
If I'm there live, it's Macy's. Otherwise, anything else.
Okay. How about this? Alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage?
Oh, getting myself in trouble here. Oh, I'll take the alcoholic one. You didn't hear that from me.
All right, that's all I got for that one.
Can I help him out on one of those?
Right,
Tristan,
you're on
in Eastern Iowa, and you chose green beans over corn.
Yeah, you know what it is? The first thing I think of with corn, I would prefer that in general, but it gets stuck in the teeth. It's so annoying. That's the only problem I have with it. It tastes great, though.
Tristan, you ready to get to the real stuff?
Nice rebound there with all the farmers here. It does taste
Fantasy
great.
Fire
Let's get to it.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
All right, Tristan, more week 12 catches. Jordan Matthews against the Packers or T.Y. Hilton against the Steelers?
I'll go with Matthews for catching.
More Week 12 receiving yards, Terrell Pryor against the Giants or Demaryius Thomas against Kansas City?
I'll go Thomas.
More Week 12 rushing yards, Devontae Freeman against Arizona or Carlos Hyde at Miami?
I'm going to go with Hyde.
More Week 12 passing yards, Bradford at Detroit or Derek Carr against Carolina?
I'll go with Carr.
More Week 12 receiving yards, Eric Ebron against Minnesota or Rishard Matthews at the Bears?
I'm going to go with Ebron there.
More Week 12 rushing yards, Matt Forte against the Pats, Doug Martin against the Seahawks?
I'll go with Forte.
Fewer Week 12 defensive points allowed. Who's going to be more stingier, Buffalo against Jacksonville or New Orleans against the Rams?
I'll go with Buffalo.
All right, which one of those do you want to dive into a little bit? By the way, we're getting a lot of people on Doug Martin today. Projection. What are your thoughts on him a week coming back from the hamstring?
I think it's going to be modest but not explosive numbers for fantasy. So in other words, this isn't one I see being 20-plus points, but I see it being good and worthy of your start. I think it's, you know, that little step ladder situation. And I'll tell you this, I'm ready to be all in on Doug Martin beginning with next week. The Ebron and Matthews question,
yeah.
Very interesting on that one. You said with yardage. I actually do think that Matthew Stafford's going to have to look for Ebron a good amount against Minnesota. So I like this matchup for the tight end. It's one of the very few parts of that matchup I actually like. And in Matthews' case, going against Chicago, they've been better against wide receivers than you'd think this season. So I like him, but he's a 3-4.
Not only do you like him now, but I read your article earlier this week. You're big on Eric Ebron moving forward, are you not?
I am, yeah. The matchups for him are actually pretty good. The other is that he's caught a decent amount of passes lately. He set a new career high with 7 receptions, I think it was 3 weeks ago, and then he repeated it the very next week. And they weren't the easiest of matchups in which he did it.
Tristan, 63-20 on the text line in a regular scoring league. Cam Newton or Matt Ryan?
I actually hate Matt Ryan's matchup a lot this week. I think it's pretty wide here. I'm going to go with Newton. I know a lot of people have them ranked pretty close. I think Ryan's going to have a difficult time getting into the top 8 or so fantasy quarterbacks for the week.
All right, Tristan, let's ask you about another guy that has been up and down lately, and that's Spencer Ware of the Chiefs. Put up huge numbers early on in the season, made Jamaal Charles irrelevant, hasn't done much lately. Are you buying or selling Spencer Ware at this point?
I'm leaning a little bit more towards buying with him because I know it's been frustrating to own him here, but one of the things is that I think injuries influenced a couple of the more down games, had a couple of tricky matchups, and last I checked, I think the rest of the schedule he had graded a little better than I would have expected just off the top of my head. I still think it's his job. I think they'll give him a pretty hefty workload in December. So, yeah, I'm for the most part, I'm buying.
Out of everybody who's playing tomorrow, Tristan, let's just say it's a 6-team, 3-game MVP award. Maybe perhaps it's a Marvin Jones. Perhaps it's a Le'Veon Bell, a Zeke. Maybe it is a T.Y. Hilton. Who's that one player tomorrow out of the 3 games who's going to have a monster game that'll put a smile on your face heading into the weekend?
Le'Veon Bell is going to have a monster game tomorrow. This is going to be the Le'Veon Bell 30-point potential game that we've been waiting for, I think.
I think I face him in one of my leagues. That's not what I was looking for.
Oh, that's okay. We'll find somebody else.
That's all right. That's all right. I've got Jay Ajayi, and he's scheduled to, or projected to go off against the Niners, right, this weekend, or with the Dolphins?
Matchups anybody could ask all season.
97-82 on the text line needs 3 receivers in a standard scoring league. Hopkins, Matthews, Hilton, Edelman, or Cobb?
Again, can we get we need specifics. Is that Jordan? Is that Rishard Matthews?
Let's assume it's Jordan, although I'd probably hope it would be Rishard. He's been doing pretty well lately. Hopkins, Cobb, Edelman, Hilton, or one of the Matthewses? Needs 3.
I'll give Edelman for sure. That's one of the parts in which I think that that Brady's going to find some success through the air. I think Edelman's going to be one of the most important options for him this week. I'll play Hopkins. I still have trust in the guy. I think skills went out here. I know it's a tough matchup against San Diego, but I think it's important to play him. I think the targets will certainly be there. And if it's Jordan Matthews, I'm clearly going to take Jordan Matthews. I see there being an awful lot of passing potential on both sides in that game. If it is not him, then I'll go to Rishard after Jordan.
All right, 0024, Tevin Coleman or Isaiah Crowell?
I'm very concerned about Crowell. I think they're still going to give him the bulk of the carries, but I'm still concerned. He's got to take a seat for me.
Tristan, what is a realistic aspect moving forward for Rob Kelly? Today, he's calling the Dallas team the Cowgirls. He has an explosive game. You know what? To me, until he had that late touchdown run, I saw his yards per carry in the 2 to 3 range. Perhaps maybe that's something that a lot of people aren't pointing out. What do you see here? Is Matt Jones completely gone? Can people start relying on this guy to be beneficial when it comes to a playoff run?
I think he'll help. I think there's a danger he's going to get overrated. He actually has one of the worst schedules of anyone. He was one of the top names I put in my sell candidates
right.
on the trade market for this week. And just the reason is I see him being very up and down fantasy point-wise. It doesn't mean cut him. It doesn't mean just give him away. But if people were treating him as a clear top 15 running back the rest of the year, I'm not on board with that. I think I see something like a 14 and a 6 and maybe a 12 and a 7. It's good. It's not this 31-point performance we just saw.
It was Jordan Matthews, by the way, from the Texter 9782.
I'm much more confidently saying Jordan on that question.
All right, Tristan, if we visit ESPN.com this week, what do we have in store for everybody?
So we have everything up for you in advance of the Thanksgiving games. The rankings are already up there. I'm actually going to put in a nice new update here tonight in just a few minutes. And the matchups map is up there, which will preview a couple of the games and why that game is so important for Kirk Cousins, like this matchup.
Tristan, happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. We appreciate it each and every Wednesday. And you know what? I don't give a damn. Have you a couple adult alcoholic beverages. Kick back and enjoy the time, TC.
Will do. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. Thanks a lot.
So there you go. Don't go all in on Fat Rob Kelly.
I'm telling you, man, that's the look. Impressive against the Packers, but people who think he might replicate that in Arlington tomorrow afternoon might have a little bit of a letdown. Great. I need to go to my bench. Then.
We should preface this by saying we own Rob Kelly in several of the leagues that we play in, don't we?
I think that means that my ownership of Rob Kelly must be 100%. Maybe I don't have him in one league, but I know I have him in a lot of them. So to the bench we go.
Are you saying R. Kelly should go to the closet this weekend?
I'm saying you need to squeeze in a big board update.
Time now for another Midwest One Bank big board update.
I was just standing here. Todd Bramble Campbell's doing a big board.
Final home game for the Hawkeyes on Friday. They take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Iowa today announcing that former linebacker Abdul Hodge will serve as the honorary captain this weekend. Hodge was a Hawkeye from 2002 to 2005. Very, very successful run in Iowa football history. The Hawkeyes 38-12 in that time span. Hodge ranked third in the country in tackles per game as a senior. He wound up being drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Also spent time with Cincinnati and Carolina before retiring after the 2010 season. Iowa State offensive coordinator Tom Manning today named one of the 40 nominees for the Broyles Award. That's given annually to the best assistant coach in the country. Northern Iowa's Carter Schultz has been named the Defensive Player of the Year in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. The Tripola native ended the season leading all of Division I football, that's FBS and FCS, in sacks with 17. That's a new school record. He also finished second in the country with 24 tackles for a loss. DeAndre Hall won the honor a year ago. And the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are at home tonight. They take on the Chicago Steel at 7:05. The Riders still winless on the year. They have just 2 standings points in the USHL. Goaltender Zach LaRocque has committed to play college hockey for the Air Force Academy.
6:23. Let's come back. We're going to be giving you the last word over the final 25 minutes of your Wednesday afternoon Players Club. And yes, you and I tickets are going to be on the line coming up in about 15 minutes. As we're going to squeeze in a little 6 o'clock showdown. Team Ryder, we're looking for our second consecutive victory. 107.5 Cedar Rapids North Gym, Iowa City South Gym on 106.3 FM, including 1600 AM, the historic main gym, Ryder Bromwell Camp.
When you come out of the mint these days, you don't know where you'll end up. My buddies disappeared online someplace. Ooh. But I live here in the corridor. I helped a nice family pay a roofer, who used me to tip a server, who put me in the local bank to save up for the car she's got her eye on across town. People here in the corridor take care of each other, so they keep me circulating right here. I'm a lucky buck.
Z-Wita 2.9 and the gym are local radio stations, so join us and keep your cash in the corridor.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Can I help you?
You can't talk. That's Harry Dog, the Georgia mascot.
Oh, is it Nissan Heisman House time?
Yep. They've got Tim Tebow, Derrick Henry, and other Heisman legends. Head to NissanHeismanHouse.com and enter for a chance to win a two-night trip with up to three guests to the College Football Playoffs Championship game in Tampa. The winner will also receive a meet-and-greet with a former Heisman winner.
Uh-oh. Harry Dog is raiding the fridge.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident. Ends December 3rd, 2016.
You know that winning on the football field means giving 110%.
Just like winning on the field of business travel, La Quinta Inns and Suites totally gets that.
So make it a part of your game plan to book direct at LQ.com for La Quinta's lowest price guarantee.
Then next time you hit the road for business, don't let the road hit back.
Score a great night's rest knowing you got La Quinta's best price.
So you can wake up, suit up, and go make that deal 110% better.
Prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
He's a man who's conquered many mountains, if you count the ones on the side of his beer can.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over them mountains?
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYM.
6:26. Ryder and Brommelkamp from Studio A. As we bring the next 24 minutes to you, with the phone lines open at 319-366-1600. And a reminder, that Friday, little after 12:30, you're going to be hearing Before the Boom on your airwaves, 107.5 out of Cedar Rapids and 106.3 in Iowa City. Myself, as well as Todd Brommelkamp, Scott Unash, and Mark Dukes from the Gym Class, and our producer, Alex Kuhn, will bring you 60 minutes of the pregame that you want to hear. We're going to take a look at both Iowa and Nebraska, a chance to find out which one of these teams are going to improve for the month of December and January. Hawkeyes, again, they're on that line of demarcation right now. 7-5 or 8-4. Opportunity to improve, perhaps move from Tennessee to California when it comes to a possible bowl destination. Nebraska, they're going to hold out hope and probably perhaps do a little scoreboard watching as Minnesota and Wisconsin will be kicking off at the same exact time as the matchup at Kinnick Stadium. A Wisconsin loss to Minnesota and a Nebraska win, they would be heading to Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game against, well, we'd have to wait. How does Penn State fare against Michigan State? And, of course, Todd, everybody's going to have their eyes on the contest, the game between Ohio State and Michigan.
Big weekend for college football. What do you think? You've had a couple hours now, 24 to be exact, to let the college football playoff rankings sink in. We want to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Tyler, they're also going to need that phone number for another reason. The 6 o'clock showdown is right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. And if you want to go ahead and get that underway, let's do it now. 319-366-1600. We're going to be taking callers number 1 and 2 and your chance to participate and score you and I basketball tickets. Yeah. Get your hands on some of those Hoops tickets. You can see Gary Rima call the action from courtside. Jeremy Morgan looking to prove off his Player of the Week status in the Missouri Valley Conference. 319-366-1600. Todd, winner tonight, they get four tickets to the Wednesday, November 30th showdown with George Mason.
It's actually going to be a pretty good game. That's bracket buster, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
George Mason at the McLeod Center. There you go. 319-366-1600. It's seven questions in 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, you can always say pass. Come back to it if there's time. In the event of a tie, well, we'll come up with some sort of tiebreaker. Let's take a look at where things are at right now. Looks like we've got our two contestants locked in. We'll cross our fingers and hope for the best that we hang on to both of them here. But in Cedar Rapids and playing with me tonight, it's Quentin. Quentin, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Hanging in there, my friend. And in Iowa City, on Team Ryder, we've got Pete.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to score my second consecutive victory. You think you got that in you tonight, Pete?
Yeah.
Boys, this is how the rules lay out for the 6 o'clock showdown. Seven questions in 60 seconds. If you don't have an answer to one of the questions, gentlemen, just say pass. Time allows it. We'll come back around. We'll give you a second crack at that question. If we must go to sudden death overtime, we will. Pete, again, seeing that I won last week, you and I have to remain quiet in the corner. I've handed my questions over to Todd. Todd has now exchanged them for his. Quentin, you and TB are on the clock. It says 60 seconds. Do you have any questions?
No, sir. We got this.
Your time begins now.
All right. The Detroit Lions continue their Thanksgiving tradition by playing what division opponent tomorrow?
Minnesota Vikings.
The Iowa State Cyclones tip off in the Advocare Invitational tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. on 1600 a.m. What city in Florida is that held in?
Orlando.
How many consecutive years has it been since Major League Baseball has had a work stoppage?
25.
Last night in Anaheim, the Ducks and Islanders produced the third longest shootout in history when the two teams played how many rounds?
Six.
Last night, Tom Crean and number 3 Indiana lost on the road to IPFW. Hello? What is that school's nickname?
Hello?
The IPFW nickname. Did we lose, Quentin? Think we lost it. Well,
I have it at 14 seconds on the clock.
Okay,
let's bring him back in.
I said we were going to cross our fingers.
Quentin, do you have us?
For a second pass.
No. Quentin, are you there? Let's see if we can get Alex Kuhn to resettle over.
He might win with two.
He might.
He might hang on.
Which question you want? 6, 5?
I was on 5.
All right. I'm going to bring Quentin back in right now. Quentin, do you have us?
Yes.
No worries, brother. I had you at 13. All right. I had you at 13 seconds when we lost base with you. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to let Todd repeat the question, and then I'm going to restart your 13 seconds. Todd, okay. Go ahead.
All right. Last night, Tom Crean and the number 3 Indiana Hoosiers lost on the road to IPFW. What is that school's nickname?
Pat.
This team defeated Ben Jacobson in Northern Iowa in the finals of the Tires Pro Invitational, only to see the Panthers again this weekend in Cincinnati.
Wichita State.
Based on a survey from the National Turkey Federation,
I hit the wrong button.
The average weight of turkeys purchased for Thanksgiving this year will be how many pounds? The average 12. Turkey.
12.
Good guess.
All right. So I have him down for 2, right?
He's a 2.
Pete.
Yeah.
You need ready 3, you brother. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. I've got Brommelkamp's questions. We need at least 3. Pete, your time. Yeah. It begins now. Name one of the 3 NFL teams Abdul Hodge played for in his career.
Falcons.
How many times in a row has the road team won the Iowa-Nebraska game?
Yes, they have.
How many times in a row?
They've won it. Nebraska's won it at least twice.
No. How many times has the road team won in this contest consecutively?
I'd say 3.
What 2 teams are scheduled to meet on Monday Night Football this week?
Pat.
Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI all boast the Player of the Week in basketball. Name 2 of the 3 players that won the honor.
Pass.
What former college coach is rumored to be in the lead to land the Purdue job?
Is it, shoot, pass.
Pete, I appreciate it, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll chat with you in the near future, my friend.
All right, Quentin, you got yourself some UNI tickets to see George Mason at the McLeod Center. Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, happy Thanksgiving, happy everything.
It's a big day for Quentin, man. We're going to put him on hold.
Alex Kuhn to get his information and make sure that he knows how he's going to get those tickets. That's how you do it on the 6 o'clock showdown. Let's go over the questions that were missed. How many consecutive years has it been since Major League Baseball has had a work stoppage? 21. And they're facing it December 1st. If they can't come to an agreement, that's when the collective bargaining agreement expires. Last night, the Ducks and the Islanders produced the third longest shootout streak in NHL history. It went 14 rounds. And of course, the Islanders won 5-4.
Of course, they had
last
like a
night. Tom Crean and the Indiana Hoosiers lost to IPFW. That's Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne. They are the Mastodons. This team defeated Ben Jacobson and UNI in the finals of the Tire Pros Invitational, only to see the Panthers on their schedule again this weekend in Cincinnati. Cincinnati being the clue there. Xavier University, the Musketeers, and based on a survey from the National Turkey Federation, yes, such a thing exists. The average weight of turkeys purchased for Thanksgiving dinner, 16 pounds.
Name one of the three NFL teams Abdul Hodge played for in his career. You have Green Bay, Cincinnati, and Carolina. How many times in a row has the road team won in the Iowa-Nebraska game? Four consecutive years. Nebraska will look to make it five tomorrow. Beg your pardon, Friday. Which two teams are scheduled to meet on Monday Night Football? That's the Eagles and the Packers. Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI all boast a player of the week in basketball. Can you name two of the three players that won the honor? Well, you have Monte Morris of Iowa State, Jeremy Morgan of UNI, Peter Jock for Fran McCaffrey's Hawkeyes. What former college coach is rumored to be in the lead to land the Purdue job? Former LSU coach Les Miles. Which Big Ten team is in the finals of the Maui Invitational tonight on KGYM? Taking on North Carolina. It's going to be a good one. Listen to it. Wisconsin. And finally, Matt Barkley will start at quarterback for the Bears. Which college did Barkley attend? USC.
Couple people on the text line right now letting us know that I-80 westbound near the 380 interchange is slowed to a crawl. Apparently a major accident there. So if you're on Interstate 80 westbound near the 380 interchange just west of Coralville, be advised the traffic's going to be a little bit slow going.
Tell me more about this fried turkey that you put mayonnaise on.
Well, you've told me that you've had deep fried turkey. You have to do something to keep the skin of the turkey relatively moist. Otherwise, it's going to dry out in the fryer. And so the mayonnaise acts as a sort of a sealant, a good coating.
Hmm.
And when it comes out of the fryer, you can't taste the mayonnaise.
Hmm.
It just, I don't know. It's just a little life advice for you. I'm telling you right now, folks, if you've still got time, you can get out to Walmart or Target, anywhere that sells a fryer. Get yourself some peanut oil or some other type of oil. Watch a quick tutorial. Make sure that you're not doing this in the garage or anywhere near your house because they are sort of dangerous, the turkey fryers. You fry yourself up a bird tomorrow, and your wife, your in-laws, your sad, divorced neighbor that doesn't have any place else to go for Thanksgiving and just shows up on your doorstep tomorrow, I'm telling you, everybody is going to say, man, what'd you do to this turkey? And you're going to go, well, picked a little something up listening to the radio the other day, and it changed my life. Or you can just wake up at the crack of dawn and throw the bird in the oven and dry the hell out of it and listen to people gnawing away at it at the dinner table. Who wants to do that? That's my family. My family, dry turkey. 1 year, I think 2 or 3 years ago, it might have even been the year that you came to Thanksgiving, we actually had a moist turkey. It was a Thanksgiving miracle. Deep fried turkey. Life game changer. Boom. And I don't like turkey. I really don't. But I'm team white meat. I should get that out there right now. A lot of people say, well, maybe that's part of the problem because the white meat is a little drier, less juicy, less flavorful than the dark meat. What can I say? I just want to make my turkey great again. And you can do it by frying it.
640. Let's come back. Final thoughts on Iowa, Nebraska, heading into your Thanksgiving holiday, 319-366-1600. Being led by Alex Kuhn, Tyler Ryder, and Todd Brommelkamp, KGYM.
It's Black Friday at JCPenney. Doors open Thursday at 3 p.m., so rush in and save up to 40% off major appliances, like a Samsung French door refrigerator, just $9.94. Plus, get special financing with your JCPenney credit card and earn double rewards on all major appliance purchases in-store and at JCP.com starting Thursday through 5 p.m. Friday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE Profile and GE Cafe to 10% off savings, subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Available in select stores. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate or jcp.com for details. Financing terms available 11/20 to 11/30.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm a guy who was raised by wolves, and life hasn't been easy. Wolves yell a lot, and they never take you to Pizza Hut. But since leaving the woods, I've become a bona fide hut lover. I love how the 10-any deal lets me carry out a large Pizza Hut pizza, any toppings, any recipe, just 10 bucks. Even my personal favorite, large pan meat lovers. With the wolves, I mostly just ate sticks and tree nuts because wolves are notoriously bad at sharing meat. The 10-any deal, no one out pizzas the hut.
Ask for this limited time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Your front row, your team's down two. The MVP launches a three. Swish, you go nuts. You just checked off an ultimate bucket list experience. Except you didn't enter to win the Cricket Wireless and ESPN Bucket List Sweepstakes. Jalen Rose here. Cricket Wireless and ESPN are giving away a trip to one of the year's biggest sporting events. Visit cricketsweepstakes.com/ESPN Bucket List or go to your local Cricket store to enter.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents, age and majority or older. Ends 1/13/17. Void or prohibited. See cricketwirelessrules.com/ESPNBucketList.pdf for official rules.
He doesn't look at the glass half full or half empty. He just sees that there's more room for whiskey.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
At 6:43, we welcome you back inside Studio A on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, your Eastern Iowa ESPN radio affiliate for Cedar Rapids on 107.5 The North Gym. Iowa City South Gym on 106.3 FM and 1600 AM, your home for Iowa State basketball as well as NFL action through your Thanksgiving holiday and even through the weekend, week 12, an opportunity to see more teams move in the right and wrong direction of a division title. Being led by Alex Kuhn, the phone line available for you at 319-366-1600. I don't want to call it breaking news, Todd, but being brought to your attention about a little bit of movement for Saturday's, make that Friday's game against Nebraska.
Yeah, who has that initial report?
That's coming from the Lincoln Journal-Star.
All right, the Lincoln Journal-Star reporting that Tommy Armstrong will get the start Friday for the Huskers as they come to Iowa City to take on the Hawkeyes. So It will be Tommy Armstrong under center. If you're just joining us, a reminder, the I-80 westbound lanes near the I-380 north ramp, the interchange there, there is an accident. The Iowa DOT reporting that the ramp, the I-80 west ramp, is partially blocked due to the crash there. So be it. Tommy Armstrong is the starting quarterback. This is a game that we sort of knew he was going to want to start, mm-hmm. trying to make amends for the four interceptions that he threw last year. Still had an okay game, 295 yards, I think 25 of 45, something along those lines, but personally apologized to his teammates afterwards. Nebraska only lost that game by 8 points last year. One of those Iowa touchdowns was a Parker Hesse interception return off of Tommy Armstrong. So you can make the argument that he almost single-handedly cost his team the game last year. Iowa caps its 12-0 regular season, winds up going on to Indianapolis. We know how things went from there. The Hawkeyes beat the Spartans and then beat Stanford in the Rose Bowl, and they were the national Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That was their last win of the 2015 season in Lincoln on Black Friday. The road team has won the last four in this series. Nebraska is going to come to town on Friday looking to make it five. We'll break it down for you at 12:30 on our FM frequencies Friday afternoon. It's before the boom, and then roughly around, say, 5:30-ish, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there. Tyler, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes will be at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, for After the Final Gun, a live post-game, the last live post-game of the year. And then that's it. We sit back and we wait for the bowl assignment. Iowa's going to be playing somewhere. We just don't know where. And we don't know how many Big Ten teams are going to be in the college football playoff picture, not just the top four, but the six bowl games that are aligned with the college football playoffs. And if you get three teams in, then that sort of lifts everybody else up, including the Hawkeyes.
That's a good point there. 319-366-1600. So now we know it. It seems that even at 75, maybe even 80%, that Tommy Armstrong will be making the start for Nebraska. What does that mean to you, Hawkeye fans? And let's sit down and have a little bit of honesty hour before the bird comes out of the oven or Todd comes out of the fryer. How this season has turned around for the Iowa Hawkeyes. We were sitting here in the studio before Penn State week and said, look, this is one of those wins Iowa needs against the Lions, because with Michigan still to come and a potential showdown with Nebraska at the end of the year, there's not a lot of room for error to pick up that sixth win if you're relying on Illinois in a couple of weeks. The blowout in State College, the upset of Michigan, the beatdown on Illinois, and now all of a sudden, in a few short weeks, the Iowa fan base has gone to not go into a bowl game, settle for Nashville, and upgrade all the way to the Holiday Bowl, Todd. As we've mentioned, they haven't been there in almost two decades, and this would be a nice upgrade for them. Over two decades.
It's a bowl game that Iowa has some history in. I think Iowa fans would find a way to get back to California 2 years in a row. It'd be another expensive trip. There's no doubt about that, but sunny San Diego, Southern California. I've never been there. I've been to L.A., obviously, last year for the Rose Bowl, but San Diego, our former producer, Tyler Chumlin, spent some time there. You've been to San Diego.
Numerous times. Best friend's from there.
Your best friend is from there?
Juicebox.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, you've got so many best friends, I didn't know.
I have acquaintances, then I have best friends. I only have four best friends.
I didn't know.
For example, my four best friends
You can't have four best friends.
Can I not?
You know that, right?
No. Yes, I can. You, Kuhn, John Cardos, who's sitting beside Alex Kuhn, and Juicebox. Murphy, if you're listening to this, we'll talk about it when I get home.
You can't have four best friends. That's not how it works.
I believe at one point in time there was one. A movie that said we're the three best friends.
You can have one best friend. Everybody else is either second fiddle or further down the depth chart. Or maybe, okay, fine, you know what? You're in Michigan. You don't believe in a depth chart. Then you can sell everybody on saying, yeah, I've got multiple best friends.
Alan Gardner says that you can have three best friends.
Tyler's over here just throwing people in the friend zone right and left. You're a friend. Everybody's a best friend.
I only care about who's in the friend zone when it comes to hanging out with
yourself.
Women. No. I don't want to be in the friend zone with women.
yet you're spending Thanksgiving by yourself. Where are all your best friends?
I said there's a good chance that I could have had I could head east. Great band. I know, I've heard.
And part of the greatest hits live.
I do remember
head
that.
Head east? Yeah. Petra? Yeah.
What else? Kansas?
Kansas? It was a fun night. Scott Unash and I had fun that night at the Paramount Theater introducing those guys. One of the many things for me to be thankful about tomorrow around the table at home, my wife, my son, and me.
That's so cool, man.
We can't go to Thanksgiving this year because of a little bit of a paperwork snafu.
Alex Kuhn, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful to be working with Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp.
Okay, now you're full of it also.
And John Cardos, who was sitting there.
We hear him laughing on the other side of the...
Yeah, I could hear that, too.
Have we ever had Cardos on with us?
Once? He brought me the beer bow tie, and you're like, what is this? What's going on over here? And you're just... We can invite him in. Come on in, Johnny. Here's Johnny.
It is Thanksgiving. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, you're part of the family. Yeah. Come on in, John.
Hello.
He's just Cardos. My apologies. Yeah. You're just Cardos.
You can call me whatever, because we're all best friends.
Like just John.
See, you can have four best friends.
No, I agree with Todd. You can only quite literally have one best friend, by definition.
I say a lot, he's one of my best friends,
right.
Meaning I have some very good friends.
Do you have best friends in like tiered levels, though? Like
How long have you worked in radio?
Too
short.
Put
the microphone right in front of your mouth and talk directly into it.
Right.
How do you have tiered best friends?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, you have one best friend and then you have friends. You have very good friends.
You know how you end this?
You have
friends and acquaintances. That's it. You have that guy that if you got caught up in Gator Creek, Alabama at 4 a.m. and you blew a tire,
why do I feel this is a real story?
Yeah, I actually don't believe that there's a Gator Creek, Alabama.
There has to be.
I'm going to have to look that up later.
Yeah, please do. But there's that guy you could rely on.
Gator Creek.
It's not in there.
Gator Creek Golf Course.
Ooh. No.
See, there's just the certain friends out there.
It's in Sarasota, Florida,
there's
by the way.
There's ones out there that you know that will be the... We all have those friends. We have those friends that take things too serious. The over-the-top guy. We have the bashful friend. We have the party friend. And we have the responsible father-like figure
friend. Say it correctly. Party friend.
No,
party.
That's what I'm saying.
Riders are home tonight. Riders are home taking on Chicago looking for that first win of the season.
Yeah, and Riders ready to go home after this. We come back, we big board, and we send you along on your Thanksgiving holiday. Bye, best friends. Todd and I have actually
John,
to
can
do
you
a
give
show.
Us a laugh before you leave? Just give us a good... There,
you guys,
okay, there
you
we
guys
go.
Are all my best friends.
Yeah,
I love
see,
you
that
all.
Worked. There we go.
1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. We say goodbye next.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm a guy who was raised by wolves, and life hasn't been easy. Wolves yell a lot, and they never take you to Pizza Hut. But since leaving the woods, I've become a bona fide hut lover. I love how the 10-any deal lets me carry out a large Pizza Hut pizza. Any toppings, any recipe, just $10. Even my personal favorite, large pan meat lovers. With the wolves, I mostly just ate sticks and tree nuts because wolves are notoriously bad at sharing meat. The 10-any deal. No one out pizzas the hut.
Ask for this limited time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
He's the nothing good that happens after 2 a.m.
Just go to sleep already.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
Final 3 minutes of the afternoon Players Club. 655 on 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 a.m. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. Enjoy NFL action all throughout your Thursday. And coming up on Friday, pre- and post-game coverage from Iowa, Nebraska. That begins at 12:30 on 107.5 and 106.3. And immediately following the contest, Brommelkamp, Dukes, Ryder, and UNASH, we will be bringing you the final regular season post-game show of the year, Iowa, Nebraska, live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub. That being said, we say goodbye with our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. TB, help us out.
The Iowa Hawkeyes have announced that former linebacker Abdul Hodge will serve as the honorary captain on Friday as Iowa hosts Nebraska for the regular season finale for both teams. Kickoff set for 2:30 inside Kinnick Stadium. Hodge was a member of the Hawkeyes from 2002 to 2005, arguably the greatest span in Hawkeye history. Iowa was 38-12 during that time. He ranked third in the country in tackles per game as a senior before being drafted by Green Bay. Also spent a little time in the NFL with Cincinnati and Carolina before retiring after the 2010 season. Iowa State offensive coordinator Tom Manning is one of 40 assistant coaches nominated for the Broyles Award. That's given annually to the top assistant coach in the country. UNI's Carter Schultz was named the Defensive Player of the Year in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. The Tripola native ended the season leading all of Division I football in sacks with 17. He was tied for second in the country with 24 tackles for a loss. It's the second year in a row the Panthers have fielded the MVFC Defensive Player of the Year. DeAndre Hall won the award last year. And the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are home tonight. They take on the Chicago Steel at 7:05. The Riders are still winless on the season. They have just 2 standings points to their name. Man. If they win, they have something to be thankful for tomorrow. I'm just saying.
I actually might stop by the stable tonight after I have a cigar and drink.
All right. But if you're going to have the biggest cigar in the world, the game's going to be over by then, unless they go to an Islanders-Ducks-style shootout.
Yeah. Hey, Coon, drive safe to St. Louis. Partner, we'll talk to you Friday. Happy Thanksgiving. Can we do the turkey one more time, Alex?
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Until you get caught in the hustle and bustle. Fortunately, no one makes it easier to find unforgettable gifts than Helzberg Diamonds. And right now, we'll also give you the new Xbox One S Minecraft Bundle with your purchase of $999 or more. A $299 value, yours while supplies last. It's the season of giving, so give yourself a break at Helzberg Diamonds. Here's to love.